This is Benchmark Happenings. Brought to you by Jonathan and Steve from Benchmark Home Loans. Northeast Tennessee, Johnson City, Kingsport, Bristol, the Tri-Cities. One of the most beautiful places in the country to live. Tons of great things to do and awesome local businesses. And on this show, you'll find out why people are dying to move to Northeast Tennessee. And on the way, we'll have discussions about mortgages and we'll interview people in the real estate industry. It's what we do. This is Benchmark Happenings, brought to you by Benchmark Home Loans. And now your host, Christine Reed.
Well, good afternoon, everyone. This is another episode of Benchmark Happenings. I'm your host, Christine Reed. We are so excited today to have a guest, Karen Hubbs with Goose Chase. Wanted to let you know that Benchmark Happenings is brought to you by JonathanandSteve.com. So if you are in need of a loan, please give us a call at Benchmark Home Loans at JonathanandSteve.com. So Karen, welcome yes. today.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, it's a pleasure. I've met you probably not too long ago at a local nail shop where we, you know, get all glamored up, right?
Yeah.
And Sarah's our girl, right?
That's right. I do love Sarah.
We love her. Mm-hmm. We love her. So we want to know a little bit about you today because Goose Chase, that is an unusual name.
It is.
And we know that you're a full event service company. So tell us a little bit about who is Karen Hubbs?
Mm-hmm. Well, we are a full, like you said, a full event management company. I had 15 years. I thought we weren't going to talk about years, right? We talked about that earlier before we got on the
oh,
podcast.
That's okay.
But I was 15 years. I was working for the Visit Johnson City or Johnson City Chamber of Commerce, Convention Visitor Bureau, and I was the sports marketing director for the city of Johnson City through that arm of quasi-government, basically. And my goal was to recruit sporting events to town, and so that's what I did. And it was a new position, and so I literally came in on the ground floor and had to create it, and we landed our first literally, I got the job, and 2 weeks later, I flew to San Diego and gave a speech to about thousands and thousands of people, trying to get people to come to Johnson City to do this big softball tournament. And once we got the softball tournament, we quickly realized, well, who's going to run it? And so I had to figure out how to do that. So I, you know, worked on my management and logistics and volunteers and all that sort of thing. And so I, you know, we did ASA softball and soccer, and we hosted the national championship for NAI track and field, indoor track and field, for 10 years at the Mini Dome. So it was a great experience. But during that time, myself and two or three other people from the community created a half marathon. And at that time, it was very popular and it was a new trend and that sort of thing. And so we created the Bluegrass Half Marathon, and I fell in love with it. I'm not much of a runner. I was an athlete in college and high school, and running was always a, you know, punishment. So it's mental for me. But
so, what was your sport in high school and college?
I played basketball, and softball at Daniel Boone High School, and then I got a scholarship to King College in Bristol, and that's how I got in the sports marketing world. I grew up on a street full of boys, and I had to learn how to play their sports if I want to have friends. And so, I became a pretty good athlete at the time. And we created the Bluegrass Half Marathon, and truly fell in love with it. And through a series of events, just my passion for it kept on growing and growing and growing. And also during that time, I fell in love with entrepreneurship and small business. And I was reading books like the founder of Tom's Shoes and Giving Water and all these things about products that gave back to the community, gave back to people. And I'm a Christian, so my faith was getting stirred up, and I just thought, man, I got to do something, and didn't know what I wanted to do. And a group of my friends were like, tired of hearing me talk about it. And so they made me read a book called The Circle Maker by Mark Batterson.
Yes.
And it was 10 years ago. And so I read that and was in a small group. We did the 40-day prayer challenge, and everybody in that group had a different prayer request. Of course, mine was, what should I do with my career? And in that book, there was a term for the Holy Spirit by the Celtic Christians. And when it's translated, it means wild goose. And the author said, how fitting is it when you're trying to follow God's lead or the Holy Spirit's lead? It's like you're on a wild goose chase. You never know who you're going to meet, where you're going to go, what you're going to do, but anything but boring. And I thought, gosh, it's my life. And so I decided to call my name the Goose Chase, or our business name the Goose Chase. And truly, it's been fulfilled like that. I mean, obviously I'm here with you today. I never thought that 10 years ago I'd be here talking about the Gouchers. And I met some really awesome people. I've got to meet people in the community and throughout the whole world. We've had races, of course, during the virtual, during the pandemic season. Mm-hmm. I did everything I could do to keep my business open because we were obviously getting shut down because we were an event business. And we had, I always thought a worldwide global business, and I literally had people all over the world doing our races through a virtual kind of concept. I had people on the beaches of Italy running our races, and I had people in Canada and, of course, all over the United States. And it was a really neat experience. I don't want to go through that again, but it really stretched me as a business. It stretched a bunch of us as businesses, especially small businesses. But it was truly fulfilling a time in my life, and I'm grateful. God has truly blessed me with getting to do what I do every day. And you know, the old saying is, if you do what you love, you never work a day in your life. And I still feel like I'm on vacation. I deal with stress a lot sometimes with all the logistics of events, but overall, I truly love what I do.
Absolutely. And mm-hmm. I can see that. I can see Thank that you. You love what you do. And, you know, that was a lot right there. Mm-hmm. And I think that just hearing all the things that you are capable of and the gifts that have been poured into you and the talents, being able to manage logistics, but to handle events, to plan, to bring people together, to bring a community together, and to also be able to give back to your community. You know, one of the things we started with Benchmark Happenings is we love East Tennessee. Mm-hmm. And we know that this is the best place. It is the best place in this country. Right. And it's all about people like you. And so Karen with Gouchers, and I love the name, and I love the fact that you are so vocal about being a Christian, and that's everything, right? It's our faith. Mm-hmm. So, and I love the name Gouchers and what that means, and it truly is. Who knew that back when you were doing all those things and reading that book, The Circle Maker, how those things would come about?
Right, right. It's I feel like I'm a joyful person. I guess you could tell that.
But, I can tell.
I just feel like that there's so much heartache in the world and so much anxiety and stress, and especially turn on the news. And so one of the things we try to do, yes, we put together 5Ks. We put together miles. We put together half marathons, obstacle course races, all those things. But my biggest focus is I want to make sure that people leave with great memories, because mm-hmm. that's what's going to last. And so we try to really create a party. I call them running parties. But we try to create a party. So after the race that they, you know, we do photo ops and try to do live music or dances or whatever we can do. Cause at the end of the day, we want people to say, man, that was fun. I want to do it again. And so I'm hoping that we can bring joy into people's life and bring up the pandemic time in our lives. That was tough, you know? And so I try to find any property I could find that do a 5K. And I was just telling someone a story the other day that the mall in Johnson City allowed us to use their property, and we created 1 mile. We created 5K races, and we didn't have a huge crowd, 50 to 100 people. They all followed the rules that, you know, that the government was asking us to do, but people got to see people's face. And there were people that took down their mask and hugged people or smiled at people. And it just brings some of that joy that we had. And it was a neat time. You know, it was a hard time, but it was a neat time in my life, and I got to meet some really neat people, and I got to know people better through email, and some of my closest friends I met through 2020 and 2021. So I don't know. I don't know where I was going with that, but it was just neat.
And you know what? That's a good point to remember, that we do need each other, mm-hmm. and we do need to see each other's faces mm-hmm. and have that interaction. And your events mm-hmm. are bringing that, right? You're creating mm-hmm. those memories that last, mm-hmm. and people are having fun.
Yes.
So let's talk a little bit about some of those fun sure. events. So sure. kind of talk about some of these events that you're having, and how can somebody get involved, mm-hmm. and, you know, or how can they help?
Well, they can go to thegoosechase.org or go to our social media. We have all those platforms. We have Instagram, Facebook, now TikTok. We have YouTube, all the things. And they can actually, through our YouTube page, we have videos. We have a company that helps us with our photography and video. And so after each race, we do a lot of highlights reel just to sort of encompass the joy and the fun of the event. So they can see those highlights on there. Of course, Instagram and Facebook's more current. We try to really capture photos and different things that we do. But just go to our website. They can go to any of those platforms, direct mail us, or direct mail, I guess, or message. Mm-hmm. But basically, we need, of course, runners. And you don't have to be one of these superstars that finish in 5 or 10 minutes.
Yeah,
we
have a lot of people. Not a runner.
We have a lot of people that are just, you know, Weight Watchers or just trying to lose weight or diabetics mm-hmm. that just want to keep exercising. And so it's for everybody. And we're very dog friendly. We're starting to do a whole media campaign just on how dog friendly we are. So we bring your pets. We want this to be, a lot of our races are very family friendly. So you can bring kids and strollers and push the stroller. And then we just do a variety of different things. We have a 3 half marathons. We call the trifecta. Our first one is coming up soon. It's called Music and Miles. It's in Elizabethton. Okay. Publix is our sponsor for that. We're very grateful for them. And then in the fall, we have Bluegrass Half Marathon, which I referred to earlier, is how we sort of got to this point. And then Haunted Half. And Haunted Half will be in Kingsport this year. And so if you do all three, you get a special medal and a special apparel item. And so we want you to not just do one, but do all three. And we're very goal-oriented, so we want people to meet their goals. And we are trying to encourage them to be healthy.
That's great. Mm-hmm. That is great. So do you want to show some of the awards these pictures, Ashley, I hope you can get these. This is, tell us about this student that drew these.
We try to, I mentioned bringing bands, so we try to get a lot of local bands, but we're also trying to incorporate local artists. And so when we find a local artist that we can tie into, we ask them to create a piece of art, and then we make those our awards. And so we have a Star Wars themed race called May the 4th Be With You. And Grady Edmiston, he is a Science Hill student, AP art student, going to Governor School, great artist. And I said, hey, he loves Star Wars. He loves superheroes. I said, you mind doing some stuff for our Star Wars race? And this is what he came up with. So if you were the first, second, third place or masters or grandmasters, you got this framed. And then we had another image that had the Death Star and Darth Vader and that sort of thing that was for our age groups. And then for our Music and Miles, he loves music. And I said, well, would you want to do some music stuff for us? And, I don't have the art for the other two because they're not completed yet, but this is going to be for the female. And of course, it's Janis Joplin, a picture of her that he painted. And so if you are one of the female runners for the Music of Miles, you will get this as your award, and it'll be framed as well. And so we get to, it's fun to incorporate these kids. He has definitely a talent, and I he's going to go far in life, I can tell.
It doesn't do justice to really look at the amount of detail that is in these pieces mm-hmm. of art from this young mm-hmm. man. So for a Science Hill graduate?
He's actually a junior, so he's going into senior year, and he's going to Governor School this summer, and I can only imagine how great he's going to be next year after, you know, Governor School. So,
oh my goodness, that is awesome.
But we have a Harry Potter race coming up in July to celebrate Harry Potter. Actually, J.K. Rowling's birthday is the last Saturday in July. It's in Jonesboro, and so he actually doing art for Harry Potter. So we are trying to get as many Harry Potter fans together. In the past 2 years, we've had several thousand people come to Jonesboro, and everybody dress up as a Harry Potter character, and then we just do a mile race. So it's called the Sorcerer's Sprint, and we have a special medal and a t-shirt that they'll get. They'll get a wand, chocolate frogs, and all the jelly beans and everything you see in the movie. We'll have that at that race. So it's a lot of fun. So if anyone's listening and is a Harry Potter fan, you might want to check that out.
Oh yeah. I'm not a Harry Potter fan, but it sounds like a lot of fun. I'll probably want to check that one out, it Karen. Is. I love to be able to dress up.
Yes, 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 yes.
Now you also have one with Make-A-Wish East Tennessee, right?
We do. We are very fortunate to have them as a client. We have 3 races, 1 Chattanooga, Knoxville, and then Johnson City. Johnson City is on June the 17th, and it's a Disney-ish themed race. And so we're encouraging people to dress up as a superhero or a princess and just come out and fun to join us. And it's for a great cause. Make-A-Wish does some great things throughout the area and for kids that need wishes. And so we're honored to be a part of that. And we have some great clients. We not only Make-A-Wish, we also work with Ronald McDonald House for Shamrock Shuffle, which is a St. Patrick's Day race. And, of course, all the proceeds go to the house. We do a race in October for Nyswanger Children's Hospital. It's called the Scarecrow Skedaddle in Shindig. It's a Christmas, Halloween, fall festival kind of theme. And the cool thing about that race, it's kids that need – it's for everybody. So they do a race for everyone, but they do a race for modified kids. So it's kids that need assistance with wheelchairs, walkers, coaches. And it's the highlight race of the whole event. And they don't even – maybe do a block. I mean, it's a very quick race, but it's lined with cheerleaders. And so there's people just pom-poms and cowbells and whatever else making noise. And those kids just eat it up. And just watching those kids, there's not a dry eye in the whole place. And we have one of the children will actually do the prayer or the national anthem or the Pledge of Allegiance, just incorporate those kids. But that demographic doesn't get a lot of activities. And so it's a time for them just to come out and just have fun. And it's a wonderful event. It is wonderful.
It sounds like it. I mean, anytime we can help children, I mean, I think everybody's always in favor of helping children, especially those children need. And with Nyswanger, I mean, I know they do great work there in Ronald McDonald House too. So, yeah, that's wonderful. And the cheerleaders. So do you get the cheerleaders from the high schools or?
Well, it's mainly a lot of ETSU students. They'll come out, and we've had their baseball team. We've had their cheerleaders. I think maybe the dance team. And then we have some local elementary kids that have cheerleading squads that will come out. And we really just try to get as many groups as possible to come and just join us. And we just want to make it a great experience. And really the focus is the modified kids. But, of course, Nyswanger does a great job, and it's a great race for everyone. And it's going to be at King Commons Park this year. And I believe it's October the 22nd. So if you're interested or anyone's interested, it's a great one to look up. And for any of these races, we do need a team of volunteers to help put it on. And it's very easy. We want people on the course cheering people on with pom-poms or signs or music or whatever it is. And so if you can't run but you do want to be a part of it, we could definitely get you engaged.
Okay. And then tell us that website one more time, Karen. Let's
thegoosechase.org.
Okay. Thegoosechase.org. So please check out that website. There's lots of events there. So I know that you've put on several events. And when did you start Goose Chase?
It's going to be 10 years this August.
Oh, my goodness.
And I filled out the paperwork for the, you know, all the paperwork we had to fill out in April. But I actually... More importantly, my Leap of Faith Day was in August, like August, around August the 8th. And that's when I had the courage to say, I'm cutting off this every 2 week paycheck and going out and doing my own thing. And that's scary.
That is scary.
For anyone's ever went from a full time to an entrepreneurship kind of deal, it's a frightening deal. And so in early August will be my true birthday is around August the 8th. And so it was, it was a neat time, but it was still scary. So that is truly the date.
Absolutely. So I'm going to ask you a really hard question. Out of 10 years of doing this, Karen, so what's the highlight for you as one of your maybe favorite events or something that's happened? And I know you could probably, all of them are probably your favorite, but what particular thing stands out to you to like, you know what? I am so thankful I do this.
I really could go through every one of them, I believe. Oh my gosh, that's tough. That's really tough. I would say, again, really every race I can stand there and say something great about. Seeing those kids for the modified race for Scarecrow Skedaddle, I mean, it just tugs at your heart. Seeing the true runners at the Bluegrass Half Marathon that have trained and they're focused and they're all, you know, that's just amazing. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I love this, you know, and I love being part of people setting goals for themselves. And when they achieve it, I love being part of that. I love on social media when people take pictures and they're like, oh my gosh, did you see a picture of it? You know, and just the fun and the joy. But I think standing at the finish line at the Turkey Trot might be the highlight. Or standing at the beginning of the Turkey Trot, when you see 5,000 people that literally I'm a part of their family tradition, their yearly tradition, knowing I'm a part of that is pretty amazing. And I feel like the Turkey Trot is the local Tri-Cities Market Macy's Day Parade. And several years ago, I had an idea of, hey, let's have a parachutist fly in and bring the American flag. And we worked with, at the time was, oh my gosh, T.R. Dunn sings our national anthem now, but I can't remember who sang it. But we, maybe it was T.R. that year, I can't remember, but trying to figure out the timing because we wanted the flag to land, the parachutes to land right at that key point.
Wow.
And so they had, we had to literally work out the logistics on from when they jumped out of the plane till, you know, somebody is like 2.5 minutes is when we need to start singing the national anthem so we can make that landing. But to nail the landing and have the American flag land with my parachute was pretty amazing because they flew over the 5,000 people sitting there for turkey trot. And then being at the finish line and literally just telling people Happy Thanksgiving. I mean, I'm like crying, telling people Happy Thanksgiving. They're probably thinking, who is this girl? But I mean, people, our lives are so, you never know. You never know. I lost my father about a year ago and puts things in perspective. And you just think about, we're just grateful for every day we have, you know?
Yes.
And so we have only so many minutes of tradition and family and joy, and to be a part of that is just pretty incredible. And just literally just saying Happy Thanksgiving to those 5,000 people that crossed that finish line probably is the highlight of my year.
That is awesome. I love that. And I've heard of the turkey trot for years, and it is part of a lot of people's Thanksgiving tradition. Mm-hmm. I mean, you have grown that and that recognition of the turkey trot. So, this has been absolutely a privilege to be able to sit and talk with you, Karen. And for those of you, please go to goosechase.org. Karen Hubbs.
Yes.
And how would be some ways that they could tag if they're at your event and they're taking pictures of their friends and they want to post it on social media, how would they tag that to make sure they have you?
Well, I think the hashtag the Goose Chase goes to us. Of course, they can always do the @ and then our tag the Goose Chase. On some of platforms that there's some underscores because obviously the Goose Chase is sort of popular, but they could easily find us on there, but just tag us. Another way is we have a hashtag Run423, which is a brand we started through the COVID years, just trying to get some merchandise out there and just celebrate running of the Tri-Cities Market. So they could tag us by that too, hashtag Run423, but definitely hashtag the Goose Chase.
Oh, and that's it. I also saw on your website there's gifts. So you had multiple gift certificates. So how do those work? If someone goes and says, hey, I'm going to get these $300 worth of gift certificates, how does that work?
We use so many different platforms. It's not just easy just to do a digital kind of deal. So we have like a little paper gift certificate. So if they did want a gift certificate, we actually started some, they could just email it to us or go to our website and we'll be alerted and we'll contact them. But we started something several years ago called Run It Forward. And so if you have a runner in your life, you don't particularly run, or maybe you do, you just have a running buddy you like to run with, you can actually buy, you know, gift certificate with them and call it Run It Forward. And so it's just like a way to give back to do one of our races. And if anyone listening has a large group, we do some things with group, like group discounts and that sort of thing. And, you know, one of the things, you know, some of these races are expensive, I'll be honest with you. But we start them out really cheap, but time that gets the race, the price increase. But if ever somebody wants to do a race, I want them to do it. And so they just reach out to us. I think I'm the kindest race director in the whole United States. I'll make it happen. So don't let that stop them, and we will make it happen. So just reach out to us.
Okay. So we want you to get involved.
Yes.
It's all about being healthy and enjoying life. Mm-hmm. You know, and enjoy life is a gift. Each day is a gift. And I can see that from you, Karen, that you do enjoy life. You love what you do. So guys, just remember goosechase.org. This is Karen Hubb. It is a full service event planning company, entrepreneur. I mean, I'm just blown away with all the things that you've actually done in your career, even before. And it was almost like God was preparing you every step of the way to get you ready for this.
Isn't he amazing?
It is amazing.
He's amazing.
He is amazing. Yes.
He is truly amazing.
He is. And we shared some of the beautiful artwork from a local artist here at Science Hill High School. What was his name again?
Grady Edmiston.
Grady
I think he has an Instagram page, grady.art, I believe. But if you go to our website, we've tagged him and different things. But he does if you're a business or a family member, he does art. You can actually hire him to do some art for your family. He's done some pictures of his family that are amazing. And so they're good gifts. So he just doesn't work for me. He works for anyone.
Okay. Yeah. Perfect. Yeah. Perfect. Well, it's been great having you on today, Karen. Just want to thank you for your time and also for what you're doing for the East Tennessee community. I mean, I can't think of a better person and a better event venue than Goose Chase to get involved in, volunteer, have some fun. So go to goosechase.org. It's Karen Hubbs. And for those of you also listening today, this is brought to you by Benchmark Home Loans. You can contact us at jonathanandsteve.com. Hope to see you again, and we look forward to the next episode.
Yeah, thank you so much. This has been wonderful.
Thank you, Karen. Bye-bye.
Bye.
This has been Benchmark Happenings, brought to you by Jonathan Tipton and Steve Reed from Benchmark Home Loans. Jonathan and Steve are residential mortgage lenders. They do home loans in Northeast Tennessee, and they're not only licensed in Tennessee, but Florida, Georgia, South Carolina, and Virginia. We hope you've enjoyed the show. If you did, make sure to like, rate, and review. Our passion is Northeast Tennessee. So if you have questions about mortgages, call us at 423-491-5405. And the website is www.jonathanandsteve.com. Thanks for being with us, and we'll see you next time on Benchmark Happenings.